Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Hector Barreto is our guest. Hector is the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of the Engine of America, which is all about you, small business owners. And Hector, that's available wherever books are sold, I know.
The Barnes & Noble is a great place, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It's still in print, and they're still selling. And, you know, what the good thing about that book is it never gets old, because a lot of the wisdom from the small businesses that we interviewed is so relevant even today.
Right, right. Hector, one of the things I want to talk about, I want to talk a little politics.
Sure.
Now, is it safe to say that the majority of Hispanics are more likely to be a Democrat than a Republican?
You know, it's an interesting question.
Hasn't that been the case, though?
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Here's my question to you. As more Hispanics become business owners and making payroll and realizing how critical their capital is, how precious every nickel of capital is, and how they want to put every nickel they can back in the business, do you think that as Latino businesses grow in numbers, that that's going to change the political landscape?
Yes, it will, but maybe not in the way that either party thinks it will. Let me tell you what I mean by that. You know, we talk a lot about independent voters, and that's what I think of Hispanics. They're
right.
Independent voters, and so they're registered as Democrats, the majority of them, maybe two-thirds registered as Democrats.
Right.
They just don't always vote for a Democrat. You remember when we helped President Bush win re-election in 2004,
right.
He got 44% of the Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we lost that Hispanic vote in the last cycle,
right.
And for a variety of reasons, but I would tell you that the majority of that vote is up for grabs. It depends on the issue. It depends on the candidate. And the benefit for the Hispanic community is that neither party can take it for granted. You know, you've got to earn that vote. And that vote is growing very exponentially.
Right, right.
Last time around, maybe as much as 10% of the vote was Hispanic. And that's significant because it can really determine elections.
Is the biggest issue for Hispanics immigration?
No. That's not the biggest issue.
What is the biggest issue?
Well, the top three issues, and these are the issues that Latino Coalition deals with, are economics as it relates to jobs, as it relates to our small businesses.
Right.
Education is a big issue in the Hispanic
mm-hmm.
community. We're still losing too many kids that don't even graduate from high school. And the last one is health care. We're in a lot of industries that don't provide us health care.
Right.
Now, we don't expect the government to take care of all of our health care needs. But we do need, more information, more education, more access.
So immigration is not even in the top three.
It's not in the top three, and depending on what surveys that you see, sometimes it's not even in the top five of the issues. Now it's a
right.
contentious issue, and it's a personal issue.
Because yeah.
Even though the majority of Hispanics are U.S. citizens or residents,
right.
You know, when you're talking about that issue, you're talking about somebody that's our relative or somebody that we know and love.
Maybe they know or they've seen. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, and I'm going to want you to come back as the next election cycle comes around and get your perspective on that. But I saw you earlier this week when the president came to the U.S. chamber. You were right on the front row. I saw your handsome face there. What did you think about the president?
I had a chance to say hello to the president. It was
So what did you think about his speech and where he is right now?
Well, he's definitely making an attempt to reach out to the business community. There's no doubt about that. But a lot of people that were there want more specificity. How are we going to get small businesses growing again? How are we going to get loans to those
small businesses? Have been getting mostly lip service from this administration, haven't they?
Well, I just think that where the rubber meets the road is the numbers. You know, the numbers don't lie. And if you look at some of the surveys, I know you look at them all the time. You know, small businesses are still worried about the future. They're not hiring.
Right.
They're not restocking.
They're worried about sales. I talked about it earlier in the hour. The biggest concern they have right now is I need more sales.
Exactly right. And so, you know, we'd like to see some more specificity around how we're going to help those small businesses. You know, one of the things the president talked about, and we think it's important, was trade. And,
right.
You know, we need to do more trade
right.
because our small businesses can grow based on that trade. There's no reason.
That'll be one of the big things that we'll be able to see, Hector, if he's really turning the corner, is whether he gets these trade agreements like Columbia signed. That'll be a big
exactly.
one. That'll be a big example, won't it?
Yeah, that's been on the table for years.
Years.
I mean, we had it, in the previous administration,
yeah.
the trade agreement with Colombia, the trade agreement with Panama, the trade agreement with South Korea. You know, those all of those deals benefit our small businesses. In other words, those countries are already getting benefits from us.
That's
we don't
right.
get the same benefits in those countries.
Exactly.
So we need.
I got to wrap it up, Hector. It's such great to have you back on the show. Come back again real soon. The big event with the U.S. Chamber is May 23rd through 25th. TheLatinoCoalition.org. Hector, thanks for being here. Continue the good work.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We'll see
thanks
you next time.
Talk to you soon.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.